This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour number two rolls along here on a Friday. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer filling in for Sabres Live, and now One Bills Live, as Easter is this Sunday. Tomorrow, though, we'll begin the Stanley Cup playoffs. Just two games, Derek, just two games.
Not enough on the plate.
And Winnipeg, Colorado, and the Stars, although we'll start getting going Sunday, Monday, and a series is also, I believe, starting on Tuesday.
Yeah, Tampa and Florida.
The schedule. We'll get more, though, on the Stanley Cup playoffs and also the Buffalo Sabres, who are having locker cleanout today. As we go to the Western Hotline, Matt Larkin of Daily Faceoff joins the show. Matt, thank you so much for joining us today. How are we doing, my friend?
Gentlemen, it's good to be on, and I'm excited. It's a very busy time of year, but it's a very exciting time of year. Who doesn't love the Stanley Cup playoffs? And I don't say that to rub it in, because I really do think that Buffalo deserves it. 14 years, it's not fair.
Man, I appreciate the good sentiments here, Matt. Because of the fact, like, obviously last night their season does end. It hits that 14th year, and yet at the same time, the doom and gloom is something that we have to do every single year. And my biggest objective ending this season was I need the Sabres to give me things to hold on to, and it does look like there are a couple of those things. They do come away with the season with 5 20 goal scorers. And that being like Tage Thompson, J.J. Paterka, Alex Tuch, Jason Zucker, Ryan McLeod. So two of those were new additions. There is something to hold on to. This team can score with the best of them. And it's just they need to fix up that defense, that goaltending, in order to try to just even get lucky at some point is even where they fail.
I think there's plenty to take away that was exciting. Tage Thompson was playing the wing this year, had a great season. Even Alex Tuch played all 82 games. I think he set a record for shots blocked by a forward as well. Really good two-way performance. Of course, Ryan McLeod, I'm going to take heat for this one, of course, because I didn't think he was going to be this effective. I thought he was more of a third line, you know, bottom six guy, and I think he really showed what he's capable of. So much to take away from. I thought Jiří Kulich had his moments as well. And I also think Rasmus Dahlin had a tremendous year. He's on my Norris Trophy ballot in my top five. He was great at both ends of the ice in terms of his overall impact. But I totally agree. I think if you look at what sunk them this year, it is goaltending for sure. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen took a major step back. And that decor, it's just, how do you sort it out? Because I look at the money being tied up right now in Owen Power and Matias Samuelsson. That's more than $12 million, right? It's almost $13 million. Are you getting $13 million of productivity and effectiveness from those two? I don't think you are. Add in Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, and then that's $17, $18, pushing $20 million for three players that are supposed to be really important, two top four defensemen and your starting goaltender, and they didn't get the job done. So I think it's up to Kevin Adams or someone else to find a way to rebuild this team from the net out. I think forward-wise, Buffalo has what it takes. Maybe you have to add a little bit more grit, toughness to the group, but overall, scoring-wise, they're right there. And a lot of the elements were there to make the playoffs, but they just couldn't keep the puck out of their own net enough.
And so, Matt, on that goaltending point, too, we all know goaltenders, trading for them at the deadline typically doesn't work out. Trading even for goalies can be very difficult. Is this more of a situation where maybe it does have to be either Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen rediscovers his form from last year, or Devin Levi, who's been very, very good in Rochester this year? Does it have to be kind of something where he just takes the bull by the horns and it's his job sort of deal?
I think it's more likely to come from within because you still have four more years of UPL's contract. And Devin Levi, of course, one of the best prospects in the league. He's not the biggest goaltender, but I think he's shown enough coming up through the college ranks. And I think he took his demotion to the AHL really maturely this year. I think he's on the right development path to become maybe the long-term number one. So I wouldn't say it's a major area of concern. It's more, okay, if James Reimer rides off into the sunset, do you have to bring in sort of a stopgap, you know, someone, let's say like an Alex Lyon in Detroit who's had his moments, to keep that seat warm again and not force into the lineup? Maybe you find kind of, it sounds like it's a similar strategy to what they did this year, but at the same time, goaltending's voodoo, and you do have two pedigree goaltenders supposed to be excellent. UPL, if you look at his last two seasons, one was really good. This one was really bad. So which version of him is the real one? And is Levi ready to make the jump and become the guy? They have the talent and the pedigree, like I said, but it's just a matter of, do you need to paper over that number two spot one more season and just make sure he's ready?
Matt, when it comes to the Stanley Cup playoffs, there are plenty of stories of intrigue this year. I have plenty of jealousy on the wild card spots in the East because we should be one of these teams on the dumb run going to a wild card place, not Ottawa, not Montreal. And here we go, though, the Battle of Ontario to start things off out East with the Maple Leafs and the Senators. And that one, Toronto, the pressure's going to be on them the heaviest. They are oftentimes strugglers in the first round. They've won one playoff series with this core. Here comes another divisional opponent that could add to that legacy of misery for this core within the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, yes. It will be so dramatic. Whatever happens over here in Toronto, it will be dramatic, however it plays out. And with the Leafs, you know, you look at what they've built, and it feels like this is their best chance to make a deep run with this core. It's important. The stakes are high. Of course, Mitch Marner and John Tavares are pending UFAs. But this team is built, theoretically, better for the playoffs than we've seen in recent years. They're the biggest team in the league. They have their best goaltending of the entire salary cap era. Top three in the league in save percentage, whether it's Anthony Stolarz, Joseph Woll, and they finally got that division title. They have not won the Atlantic in its existence, so they finally get, on paper, the easier draw in the Ottawa Senators. So it feels like the stars have aligned. And you look at Boston last year, they lose that series by one goal. They were without William Nylander for multiple games, Austin Matthews, multiple games, Joseph Woll out in game seven. So everything that could go wrong went wrong, and it was just one goal that decided it, right? So it feels like, on paper, this team should break through. I do have them winning the series, but the Ottawa Senators will not go quietly. They swept the season series against the Leafs. They're a tough team, and Brady Tkachuk, we've seen it. You saw in the Four Nations faceoff, him finally playing some high-stakes hockey. He can take over a series and really impact the game with a few other players. So this is going to be a war. I think it's going to be a close series. I think Ottawa is going to put a scare in Toronto, maybe win the first game, something like that. But the Leafs have no excuse not to win this series.
Matt, what's your feeling on Mitch Marner going on right now? Of course, us here in Buffalo, we want to see the team spend a lot of money. We want to see maybe a splash free agent. His name has been that name, and especially with, you know, the rumblings and maybe he doesn't stay in Toronto. What are your feelings on that?
Well, there's never a doubt that Marner wants to be a Toronto Maple Leaf. It's his dream for life. It always has been. He reiterates at every turn that he wants to be here. But I do worry a little bit that the Leafs bungled things with the Mikko Rantanen situation where they asked Marner to waive his no movement clause. And to me, that's a risky play because A, you're telling him that you're willing to move on without him, or B, if the trade did go through, they also went for another route to acquire Rantanen without trading Marner. Well, if Rantanen came in, that would have pushed Marner out because Rantanen would have signed an extension. So a couple blunders, I think, by the Leafs that make me wonder if Marner's going to at least market and see what's out there. I think at worst, it's going to drive up his price, and he's going to be a $14 million player with the cap going up as well. But at the same time, I think that both sides are going to try to find a way to make it work, especially if they can win a series or two. To me, Marner, of course, career year, finally got 100 points, 102, plays all situations. He's so important to this team. But in game 5, 6, and 7 of playoff series in the last 5 years, he has no goals and 5 points in 16 games. He has to prove he can push through the hard-checking environment of the playoffs, not just scoring overtime goals in 3-on-3. That's what he's got to do if he wants to show that he's part of the solution long-term for the Leafs. And if he does, I think both sides will work to get a deal done.
Matt, moving on to other matchups within the playoff format here. We got another battle of Florida between Tampa and the Panthers. I do think that when it comes down to it, the Lightning, it looked like they were going to be a little shaky heading into this season. They might be like, hey, is this a team that might actually fall off? And then, no, we've got the standard Lightning back. And I wouldn't say better than ever, but back to probably where they have been in years past.
Yeah, it's really fascinating the way Julien Brisebois kind of rewound the window. You know, because you look at Tampa Bay, they were kind of going through the typical life cycle of a team in the cap era that's a mini dynasty, right? You have your great years, you win your cups, you blow all your first round picks, you get older, you start to decline. And that's the way the Lightning were trending, right? They were out in the first round a couple of years in a row. And by taking some risks, walking away from Steven Stamkos, it was not a well-received move from a PR standpoint. You bring in Jake Guentzel, you trade Mikhail Sergachev, you bring in Connor Geeky and J.J. Moser. This team got younger, and it felt like the team got better, maybe because they were willing to take those kinds of risks. And it does feel like Tampa Bay is back to being a dominant team. I actually think they're a real threat to go all the way. They have a really tough draw. Florida Panthers, this is going to be the closest series of round one. I think it's going to go down to, you know, a game seven overtime. The Panthers were struggling down the stretch, sort of. That's what you see in terms of the results, but they were resting all their starters, right? So you had Sam Reinhart was out, Alexander Barkov was out. They're saving Matthew Tkachuk to drop him off the LTIR right in time, probably for game one. So I didn't put too much stock into the late season results for Florida. They're still a powerhouse. They're still a dominant team at both ends of the ice. So it's going to be a close series. I think what will decide it is Andrei Vasilevskiy. You know, last year he had the back surgery. He wasn't quite himself. It took probably a whole year to get back to his true Hall of Fame, future Hall of Fame self. And this year he's been absolutely fantastic, especially down the stretch. And he's at his best. He's very tough to do if you're Sergei Bobrovsky in a playoff series.
Matt Larkin of the Daily Faceoff here on the West Hur Hotline. Matt, something that's curious for me is teams like Washington and Winnipeg. Winnipeg's the President's Trophy winners, and yet if I go on FanDuel Sportsbook and look at, you know, favorites to win the Stanley Cup, neither of them.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
They're in the top five. I know some of the underlying numbers don't love Washington. What's up with Winnipeg?
With Winnipeg, I think that people have just seen this movie too many times, and especially last year being an example, they were a great team. They were dominant all season long. Connor Hellebuyck, probably the best goaltender of this generation, and he's one of the top two with Vasilevsky. He completely imploded against Colorado, so I think people are worried that this team is too dependent on him. I think that doesn't really do the 2024-25 Jets justice. I think they were less reliant, even though Hellebuyck had a tremendous season. I think he's deserving of the Hart Trophy. The team around him also played better. Everyone just was fantastic this year. That's why they won the President's Trophy. So I think this Jets team is very deep. They have the sufficient star power. Kyle Connor is one of the most underrated players in the league. I think they're built to go deeper this time, and I think they're being slept on a little bit compared to some of the other top contenders. Washington scares me. It's funny. They remind me a little bit of the Boston Bruins 2 years ago. So the Bruins were chasing a record, right? They got the 65 wins, and they played almost no games otherwise that meant anything down the stretch because they were so dominant. And they faced a hungry team that had been fighting for its life in the Florida Panthers in that first round crazy upset. Capitals, this season's all about the record. Alex Ovechkin, 895 goals. There's a big adrenaline dump after the fact. They've been way ahead in the Metro for a while, not playing very many meaningful games, and they're going to catch a Habs team that's super hungry, that's fighting for its life. It really reminds me of that series 2 years ago. So I think that's the series to watch for an upset.
Matt, shifting out west here, we've got, you mentioned how the Jets are a pretty good threat finally to make a deep run this time around. They might be a deeper and more complete team. And I look at some of these other series. We've got effectively the Mikko Rantanen Bowl with Stars Avalanche. We've got another rendition of Kings and Oilers. I am curious about the Minnesota Wild. They are a team that has fought through a lot of injuries this year, and they get probably the second toughest draw that you can get here with Vegas. But I am interested in all four of these matchups out west, and really, it can go any way for a lot of these series, even though I'm thinking Minnesota's the one that might be the one in shakiest plates.
Yeah, I think almost everybody's going to pick Vegas to win that series. Minnesota, I think they're better than they're getting credit for because they got some major reinforcements, of course, down the stretch, and Kirill Kaprizov and Joel Eriksson-Ek, who just dropped into that lineup in the final week of the season. So they're going to put up a fight. I think that series could go maybe six games, but I think Vegas is such a complete team. They're so experienced that they've got it. If I look at the other matchups, you know, it's funny. The Dallas Stars, they're a team that pretty much everybody envies. They have that great farm system. They're dominant. They are so deep. They have so many star caliber players. But to me, they're actually possibly the paper tiger of the playoffs this year because obviously you don't have Miro Heiskanen back yet. They really badly struggled defensively down the stretch without him. And I think that's bad news facing the high-octane Avalanche. And I don't know. I think this series, people expect it to be really close. I actually think Colorado is going to walk through them quicker than I think. You have Edmonton, L.A., fourth year in a row, and it seems like the Kings are better set up than they've been the previous three times to win the series. They're the best defensive team in the NHL, for my money. Darcy Kemper has been way better than I expected. He's been quite excellent for them this year. They don't quite have that star scorer. It's the one thing they're missing, but They play like a real team, and they're very stingy. They're facing an Edmonton Oilers group that has some catastrophic injuries. Matthias Ekholm gone for the playoffs. So that one's going to be close, but I still think you can't bet against the superstars, McDavid and Draisaitl. Only players in the NHL history with higher points per game in the playoffs are Lemieux and Gretzky. Sorry, Gretzky and Lemieux is the order. So they're just so dominant, and I don't think they're maybe as banged up as was implied. I think Edmonton is just being wise, resting their stars so that they're in the best shape possible for this series in round one.
And then the last matchup, Matt, to kind of talk about Carolina and New Jersey. Carolina, we talked Winnipeg there just a few minutes ago, you know, kind of been there, done that, seen this story before. Carolina also kind of feels like one of those teams where everyone really loves them going into the playoffs. They're a really good team, and they just fall short. Is this maybe the year they can get it done, especially a matchup against New Jersey? I think they should be favored in round one.
Yeah, I think they definitely get it done in round one. So we have our picks, our staff picks up at dailyfaceoff.com right now. And the one series that was unanimous was Carolina over New Jersey. Just losing Jack Hughes, the effect is too damaging. Jacob Markstrom, since he came back from his injury, not nearly as effective in net. So the Devils just have so little momentum. They're truly limping into the playoffs. Like how many fewer points did they have than the Calgary Flames, who didn't make the playoffs in the West, right? So I do feel like the Devils are the weakest team in the field in the East. So, yes, I think Carolina will start the playoffs strong. The big question is, can they ever get over the hump? And they're always structured so similarly to me. They play tremendous team hockey. They're always tremendous defensively. But they don't have the superstar marquee scorer who can take the team on his back. It looked like they finally did when they traded for Mikko Rantanen, but it didn't work out. So they're back to what's been their identity for the entire Rod Brind'Amour era, which is deep team that works really hard, doesn't have the proven 50-goal type of player that can take over when a game's in overtime. Also, the goaltending from Freddie Anderson, Pyotr Kochetkov, is shaky, inconsistent. So I kind of see the same version of the Canes team that keeps banging its head against the desk year after year. I think they're going to win a series, maybe two series, but I expect them to fall short again.
Matt, as we wrap this segment up, thank you for joining us on this. I'm going to give you your opportunity now. Call your shot. Who have you got, and how many games?
Okay, I have the Colorado Avalanche defeating the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final, a rematch of 2021-2022. I know the Avs don't have that much depth on defense, but they're so strong everywhere else. And if Cale Makar is playing 30 minutes a night, you don't really need to be all that deep on defense, do you?
That's good. That is a good point.
That is right.
That is right. Matt, thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it. And enjoy the Stanley Cup playoffs as they're about to get started here.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Matt. That was Matt Larkin there on the Western Hotline of Daily Faceoff. I will tell you, and Matt brought up too, not to like bring a bad subject, we're talking about the playoffs and the Sabres to make it. The last few years, I don't watch a ton of regular season hockey outside of the Sabres because it's tough for me. It's the same with baseball.
It also doesn't help when the Sabres deject you. Yeah.
Yeah. Once my team is bad, it's tough. And you got to try to find the games. It's not as easy as NFL games, right? I watch as much of the Stanley Cup playoffs as I can. And I have for the last 3 or 4 years. It is so entertaining. I mean, last year, my favorite sporting event was the fight to get to Game 7 for Edmonton.
And
I mean, I was glued to that.
It is kind of funny. Especially around here, there was a lot of existential dread about the Stanley Cup final. 2 years ago, it was at its peak.
Yeah.
Because that was Eichel and then the rest of the Florida Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
But last year, it was kind of the same thing. It's like, okay, so these Florida Panthers that are former Sabres, now they have a chance to win another – they have another opportunity to win a cup. And, oh, by the way, former Sabre Evander Kane is on that team in Edmonton.
Right,
and,
right.
Or the player that they tried to tank for in Connor McDavid. So, these last two Stanley Cup finals, it has been a lot of, here's some added salt to your wounds, Sabres fans. Whereas this year, it's almost like a – been there, done that scenario now.
Yeah, I'm more at a point. I think that's perfect. I've been there, I've done it. I've seen the story before. It doesn't affect me as much.
It's not going to affect you as much anymore because all those former players, they did it.
They did it.
Now what? They can win another one?
On that though, I'd like to see Jeff Skinner score a playoff goal. Personally, I'd love to see it.
Yes, his first trip to the playoffs.
I'd like to see it.
I think that Edmonton will be, I don't know. Honestly, I think the Kings might have him this time.
You think so?
Yeah. Their goaltending is not reliable. Stuart Skinner.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Larkin said it. And how many times have people said it? Goaltending's voodoo. And right now, they're getting the bad side of that voodoo with Stuart Skinner. Last year, the goaltender Skinner was a good reason why they kept themselves alive. Obviously, McDavid being McDavid, but all Skinner had to be was good enough.
Mm-hmm. I will say one of the matchups I'm looking forward to, and it's partially because my team's in the East. I love the Western Conference, watching them, because I'm not really going to root for any Eastern Conference team. Winnipeg or Minnesota?
I can pull for Washington here.
Washington? Okay. I had mentioned.
I want the storybook ending for Ovechkin, though the underlying numbers are not great.
Yeah, I'm more like...
I
believe they're just going to lose.
I like what Matt said about them, about they haven't played much meaningful hockey,
mm-hmm.
and they actually come into the postseason a little cold. They are not really... It's not something that you can look at and go, okay, maybe Washington's got a lot in them there. No, they go in 4-6 in the last 10.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they do come in relatively cold.
Montreal though.
Montreal needed to win a lot to get themselves to steal that position. But their last four games, they did everything they could to give it away.
Mm-hmm.
To Columbus, who also needed to win six straight to end the year. Had Montreal lost against Carolina, we'd be talking about Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
In either way, a team that in your last 10 games has won seven of them.
Yep. So coming in hot, they coming have in relatively that feeling of
I will say,
we can do it.
The last four games, though, Montreal definitely slowed down
mm-hmm.
and looked more like the bad team that they are.
I mean, you had the Ivan Demidov debut where he looks great, but they still lose.
It is going to be more of a battle of mid than you would think in that first round for mm-hmm. Washington. But if they get past that, tell me that Carolina doesn't choke again.
That's the thing that is curious to me, and that's why I wanted to bring up to
it's
Matt.
It's the setup.
It's the setup where all of a sudden that's how Washington gets through. They get to play
the Eastern Conference
team.
Final.
Yeah, they play a Montreal team because we've talked about it for months now where the Eastern Conference wildcard teams are not particularly good. And then you get a Carolina team. They do this all the time where they choke it away. They're clearly one of the better teams in the NHL.
And I think Tampa is the most balanced team in the entire mm-hmm. Eastern Conference.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to get by Washington or Carolina to get to the Stanley Cup final, you've already done your hard lifting.
Yeah.
You had to get past Florida and either Toronto or Ottawa having won the first round.
I want Ottawa to beat Toronto so bad.
I
want to see what happens. I want to see what happens.
I'm going to say it. Either way is going to be interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not actively rooting for Toronto to lose this time. And I think it has to do with you and I like stories, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of sick of this one.
We've had a lot of chapters on it. Yeah.
It's not even a lot of chapters. It's the same story.
Yeah.
I keep going back and watching the same episode.
Game 7. Stars didn't perform. Oh, no.
Yeah. Those numbers, by the way, 16 games of 5, 6, and 7.
We don't have the cameras on us.
And
the face
Mitch
I made.
Marner. Yeah, you went.
Oh,
you
man.
Worded, like, you mouthed to me, seriously? And again, when we say, you know, the whole thing about like maybe wanting Mitch Marner to come here. Mitch Marner having a playoffs problem is not a problem in Buffalo because that will have mean you have made the playoffs.
Right, but like I heard those numbers and my immediate thought
they
was
they are ghastly.
If all of a sudden he was on the Sabres and they made the playoffs, today would be the day where I'm like, all right, let's pull out the painful numbers.
Do
everybody.
Remember I said he is the poster child mm-hmm. for the Leafs playoffs failures.
Yep.
It is not Matthews, it's Marner. And there is a reason for it.
Man.
And Matt just brought the numbers to back it up. But
so bad.
I'm also not actively cheering for Toronto to do this, mostly because I'm petty.
Well,
you're telling me I got to root for Ottawa, the team that should be us, to do this? The team that lapped Buffalo now in the rebuild race? You mean I got to pull for them?
They did do
no.
that.
No.
That's right. No, that's right. That's right.
By the way, you could still add plenty of trauma into the Maple Leafs in their current core if they win one playoff round.
And and it just stays at one because you're right. You're right. It'll still be, we are still stuck.
Then their core will have still only won a whopping two playoff rounds since they all got together.
Mm-hmm.
That's not great either.
I think I've also decided Winnipeg is the team we're rooting for. I know, really, really brave of me to root for the President's Trophy winner, but
it's
where we're at.
It's emotionally, too. Yeah. Like you want to pull for teams that haven't won it before, but like at the same time.
And their home playoff scenes are so cool.
The whiteout is also awesome. It's also something like, We've seen Winnipeg have these failures. I just talked about it. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of sick of seeing Toronto lose in the first round.
Winnipeg's sort of the same thing.
Winnipeg is the same thing of, I'm kind of sick of you not finally making it.
Yeah.
That's why I would love Winnipeg, because I want to see something change. And I would honestly love to see Toronto get past the first round. Can you beat a real playoff team then? When I say it like that, when they beat Tampa, they were weakened. They were banged up. Mm-hmm. They had played a lot of hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And then two straight first-round exits. Now they look like probably the best team or most collective team. Toronto plays a really good defensive style now. You know who does it better? Tampa.
Yeah, of course they do. 803-0550, the number to call. Stanley Cup playoffs do start tomorrow night. The first game at 6 o'clock is Blues-Jets. Then at 8:30, Avalanche Stars, and then we'll get the ball rolling Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And, well, we're off to the races for the next 2 months with both the Stanley Cup playoffs and the NBA playoffs as well. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer filling in for One Bills Live today as it is the Friday before Easter. You're listening to WGR. Hour number two continues to roll along here. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer filling in for One Bills Live. We are now under a week away from the start of the NFL draft.
Oh, yes. I love Excited. Something that happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. Owen Parker does a lot of the digital content with us, the video coordinating with the morning show. And the way that he labeled my defensive tackle preferences yesterday was gold.
It's good. It's good.
Derek wants fat guys.
Well, you know, in simplest terms, it's exactly what you've been saying.
I want simplest and my defensive tackles, I want them to be at least 300 pounds.
Yeah, I was going to say, did we say that earlier this week that if like, they commented to 300 pounds, you're like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Get out of here. I'm done.
Like I said it yesterday to Joe, and Owen put the caption perfectly, and I'm just like, this is exactly the kind of content that we need.
Mm-hmm.
Derek wants fat guys.
In less exciting news, it is the start of locker cleanout day for the Buffalo Sabres. It's going to continue tomorrow. You guys, you and Joe Calley, are going to have an extended sports talk Saturday.
Oh, yeah. We will be on until, as the Sabres announced yesterday, Kevin Adams, Lindy Ruff will talk to the media around 4:30 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So, A, it sounds like both of them are absolutely going to be here next year, and B, we will carry them when they speak.
Yeah,
so,
baby.
So we are going to be here. We'll be joined by Brian Koziel, Paul Hamilton throughout as we can, and, of course, more players in the locker room, including one that spoke today in Captain Rasmus Dahlin.
Rasmus, how do you, as you look back through the whole season now, start to finish, what comes to mind? How do you look at it, and how do you now proceed moving forward?
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules. I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Overall, disappointed, obviously. The last 20 games we got better. But it hasn't been good enough. We're I'm sitting here this year again, you know, with no playoffs. It's not good enough.
Rasmus, these, you know, just finishing the season the way that it has, and just the, you know, 2 years ago you guys were so close, and the last two, it's you know, been a little bit of a side.
I mean, yeah, but I still believe in us. But we haven't proved anything yet, you know. So we got work to do.
In your view, what's missing?
Sorry?
What's missing? What's it going to take for you guys as a team to put a full season together to so you're not playing catch up the way that you have the last few years?
It's a lot of small areas that has to get better. But overall, I mean, our play on the ice, we've had a lot of games that it's been winnable, and we haven't won those games. We can sit here and talk about little things, but most of it has to get better.
Rasmus, what, in your opinion, changed over the maybe the last 20 games over the last 5 weeks? And is that something you believe you can carry into next season?
Yeah. We got better. And especially the leadership I got, me as a captain, I took some steps, and also the leadership group, we took some steps. We played the right way, night in and night out. We played more of a mature game. So yeah, I think we can for sure build for next year.
Steps do you think you took as a leader?
I mean, it was, everything was so new in the beginning of the season. I've learned a lot throughout the year. I just realized that be myself is the best way for being a captain. And you know, it's a new role, and it took some time to get comfortable with.
So when you look at the power play, it was a season-long issue, but at the end of the season, you really did seem to have a breakthrough. You were around 30%, I think, for a period of more than 10 games. What contributed to the power play starting to take some steps here at the end of the year?
We wasn't forcing stuff. We kind of understood what roles we had in the power play. ourselves were way better. We had calm. We didn't, like I said, we wasn't forcing stuff. We got overall better. We learned a lot.
Smith, this offseason, how involved do you want to be in conversations with Kevin regarding the next direction of the team? And have those even already begun with your exit interview?
I'll do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to get us into a playoff spot.
Do you want to have ongoing dialogue with helping him make decisions on ways to improve the team?
Sure.
What was Lindy's message to you guys as you broke for the summer?
That we have to get better. We have to improve in most of the areas. And we better come back in good shape. I hope everybody has their best summer.
You know, last year you guys were talking about practice, you know, needing to practice harder, needing to be more accountable, things like that. How would you assess, you know, where you guys were this season?
We practice hard this year.
What about as far as like accountability to one another?
We had accountability. You can talk about accountability, but I for me, accountability is look yourself in the mirror. And I think we got better with that throughout the year. At the end of the year, guys were looking themselves in the mirror and got better, got more consistent with their game.
So many of you guys have, in a lot of ways, grown up together as pros. Did you see a change this season in terms of you guys being more comfortable pushing each other, whether it be in practice or after games, to make sure that you guys are improving?
No one has any issues with telling someone or being honest with each other. I think we have come there as a group. Guys can be hard on each other, that's for sure. But like I said, now we just have you got to look yourself in the mirror. That losing streak, I think there was a lot of tight games, which we could have won, and that would for sure help us in the standings. I wouldn't say we got, you know, we didn't necessarily play bad. We didn't play like we lost 10 in a row. We could have won a couple of those games, but we did it to ourselves. We can't blame anyone except for ourselves.
How would you describe your leadership style? I mean, it's your first, you know, being a captain for the first time here in the NHL. How would you describe how you lead them?
I would say on the ice with my play. And then obviously if I have to talk, I'm going to talk, but my play on the ice.
You know, when I think of leadership style and when you decide you want to talk, a lot of times the captain has to be the one to step up when the times are toughest. I think back to the New Jersey situation with Tage, and it seemed like that was a moment in the sand of the season. How did you, in your mind, handle that moment, and how much do you think that impacted the team going forward? It seemed like after that, this team was a lot more together and a lot more bonded in a lot of ways.
Yeah, that was a wake-up call for sure. We did what we have to do after what happened. We became closer. That stuff never happened again. But yeah, that was for sure a wake-up call for us. That should never, ever happen again.
Rasmus, you've said this all year, and you said it again today, that you believe in this group. You believe you guys can fix this. And, you know, you just had a meeting with Lindy and Kevin Adams. And you have a belief in that. You know, what has Kevin Adams said to you that makes you believe that, yeah, this can be done here?
I mean, I don't want to go into details exactly what we talked about, but I believe in the group. I believe in the players we have. We have so much talent in that group. It's such a young group, and I think you need experience to become a winning hockey team, and we haven't had a lot of experience. That's why I'm saying I really believe in this group. But, you know, now we've had a couple of years now when the same team has been together, so I think it's time now to take the next step.
Last summer, they brought in Zucker, McLeod. Would you like to see more of those type of veterans brought in to supplement what the players that you currently have?
Those two guys you're mentioning, they've done a really, really good job this year. I'm super happy we have them. Whatever it takes to become a better hockey team, I'm open.
Rasmus, understanding, excuse me, that you have relationships with these guys. You're the captain. I'm sure you've grown up with a lot of these guys. Do you think maybe a change is needed, like a substantial change to your core group to try and get you over the hump?
What do you mean by that?
Just with the roster, probably in general. You know, you just talked about how you've got a lot of youth on your team. And youth needs experience. Do you maybe need to sacrifice talent for something else that isn't currently on the roster?
I'm not here to say, I'm not the GM. I can only look myself in the mirror and see what I can do better. So I don't really know what we need. I just know that the guys we have on our roster has to do a better job.
What can you say about the season Alex Tuck had and maybe the impact he had on you in your first season as captain?
Tuck had a great year, especially the last part of this season, or second half was unbelievable. I believe he can be a 50-goal scorer. I mean, he got so much potential. And he was taking steps this year, which was fun to watch.
How did he help you kind of in your first year as captain, just, you know, share some of that leadership responsibility?
A lot of guys have different roles in the locker room, and he likes to talk. He likes to set things up. He likes to... team bonding stuff, like, and also obviously everybody knows what he's doing on the ice, and but he's been a huge part of our leadership group.
This last couple of months, it seems like your game has reached another level. And you talked about looking in the mirror. When you look in the mirror, what kind of things do you want to improve on? What do you see that you'd like to improve on?
Our power play hasn't been good enough. I'm a big part of that. Our D zone hasn't been good enough. I'm a big part of that. So those two areas, I would say.
That was Sabres captain Rasmus Dahlin at part one of Locker Room Cleanout Day. More of that will happen tomorrow afternoon as well. Lindy Ruff, Kevin Adams will talk approximately 4:30 tomorrow. Joe Kelly and I will have an extended sports talk Saturday for that as well. Paul Hamilton going to join Zach and I coming up at the top of the hour as well, as they're done with interviews for today, it would seem. And less than a week away from the draft, by the way, Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase will be taking over Resurgence Brewing for the Ultimate Draft Night Party on Thursday, April 24th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $45. They include pizza, all-you-can-drink beer, and well drinks. You'll be able to enjoy live analysis, huge TVs, and crystal clear sound so that you don't miss a pick. Plus, there are local vendors and giveaways all night. One of those giveaways is an all-inclusive fantasy football party for 12 at Resurgence Brewing, courtesy of Resurgence. No purchase necessary for that giveaway. But get your tickets for the draft night party now at resurgencebrewing.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer hanging out here, filling in for One Bills Live and Sabres Live. As it is Good Friday to those who celebrate, it is also just a straight-up cloudy Friday on Locker Clean Out Day.
No, it's nice out, actually. Like, the temperature...
It's nice.
It's windy. It looks worse than it is, like, feel-wise out there.
You say that now, then 5 o'clock rolls around.
Pouring
rain.
Yeah, probably. I have a very good track record of doing this to people.
It's a little sticky out there. The humidity is creeping its way in.
It's creeping its way in.
So, yeah, you're just calling a shot on me right now then, I see.
the rain is coming.
Thanks. Appreciate it. drive safe if you're out there. A lot of people out there today. It was an interesting drive-in today.
You wanted to fight somebody when you walked in the door. You're like, that was my worst drive-in ever.
The person I want to fight at sometimes is myself.
Well,
like, leave earlier.
Yeah, keep yourself humble.
Like, it's my fault at this point. But, yeah, no, drive safe out there, everyone, please. I feel like today is flying by the show already. Mm-hmm. Hour number two in the books. Paul Hamilton's going to join us coming up next. And that's always, all of a sudden, it's 2:25.
It's because of the holiday on Sunday.
I feel like the holiday weekends, they do hit a little differently in that sense.
They do.
Sometimes to get here, it takes a while and sometimes it might drag.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes you work in a place and it's not like how I'm saying it right now. Like, oh, this is flying by right now. No, I know it. Some of you out there, you're the grinders.
In a cubicle, just slamming your head on the desk. Come on.
And you're just like, shut up, Derek. It's going to rain when I walk outside now.
Going to the Broadway Market tomorrow, by the way.
That's chaos.
I kind of love it, though.
Oh, my God.
I kind of love the chaos.
That's too many people.
It is too many people.
Yeah, that's a little scary.
You went late. It's your fault.
Oh.
I better not get one text from you about that tomorrow.
Real quick on this, because we got to get to Paul here at the top of the hour. So my girlfriend's setting this up. She's the one that's got me back to going. I used to go with my grandparents before they passed away, but she's got me back going. And she's like, yeah, we'll go at like 9:30, 10 when it's not too busy. And I'm like, girl, I'll let you believe that. We're going to show up there and it's going to be a tire fire. But I'm there for that.
Okay, so again.
I'm all in.
Again, we don't have the cameras on the cringe that I made when you said 9:30.
You are going to get a close to 70-degree day tomorrow, though.
There we go.
That's and rainy. About.
Well, that's
I
less
better
than
not. I better not get one text from you.
I'm
going to
give
that.
You a whole play-by-play.
While you guys are sitting here,
you can give me a play-by-play. If I see one complaint in there, I'm turning it around on you.
803-0550, the number to call if you want to join the show. But coming up after a quick timeout, Paul Hamilton, following the completion of day one of locker cleanout for the Sabres, will join the show. You're listening to Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, right here on WGR.